Greetings, and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more, with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Pooler.
Greetings, greetings, how are you? And as you know, this is our Universal Principle Support Group Day, and we are so excited to be here. We will be broadcasting to you a week from today from our wonderful state, Alaska. Yes, we will. Very interesting time. We've been talking about it for a while, and so we're going to talk about it in more detail today, relative to universal principle. So without further ado, my illustrious facilitator in training is with us. Hello, Miss Felicia, how are you? Miss Felicia's not in yet? Okay. Miss Felicia will be joining us. And therefore, we will be awaiting her arrival. But in the meantime, it's so important to recognize that this is a fabulous time. So much teaching, so much instruction has been occurring at the Jewel University because the times are upon us where truth in all areas of our life is being exposed. And so we thought about what principle can we share with you today that is critical and very necessary for you to recognize. Now, something that's come up that a lot of people are not really giving much information about is the science of epigenetics. And that science of epigenetics, what is epigenetics? Well, epigenetics is where we know that the environment can actually stimulate your database, your genes, to turn on software programs that will change your behavior emotionally, mentally, and physically, depending upon the stimulus from the environment. So, yes, our cells have software programs within them, and we think that they just turn on and they turn off by themselves, et cetera, or that we can turn them on. And yes, that is true, but that's not the complete picture, that there are influences in your environment that can actually turn on software programs or either turn them off or turn them down that really is out of your control unless you understand how the body works, unless you understand the importance of purpose, and unless you are willing to take responsibility for the environment that you put your body within. So our discussion today is about being all that you can be, being the best that you can be, and most of all, creating an environment that will allow that to occur. This is so important. Will your environment allow you to be the best you can be? Will your environment stimulate and turn on your genes, your software programs contained in the genetic makeup for your tissues to act in the highest possible manner that they can be programmed to elicit? So this is the question, and you can make this change in your environment. So without further ado, we're going to talk about the epigenetic influence of what this pole shift is doing to you and your genes. And how are you in consciousness preparing yourself to be the best you can be during the remainder of this pole?
Thank you for listening to the Universal Principles Show. You can hear the full broadcast of this show in its entirety by visiting the home website of the Jewel Network. Listen to the entire show at www.thejewelnetwork.com. Thank you.